Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us for the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're glad you found us. We've got a full 60 minutes of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bob, how you doing?
I'm great, Andrew. How are you?
Media maven, new word. Ross Tucker is the third member of our on-air team. Ross, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, happy new year for the second week in a row.
For the second week in a row.
Probably not the right thing to say.
That's okay. That's all right. Happy new year to
you as well. Happy new NFL postseason year.
Get in on the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. The DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, guys, let's get rolling. We got news and notes kicking us off in quarter one. Tucker's tape. That's quarter two, 2019 position reviews. They're back. Quarter three, they're your questions, his answers. It's Ask Ross, and it's brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter four, well, this just has to be a fun topic for you, Ross. We're going to talk about offensive line, Penn State's new line coach, Nittany Lions OL. We're going to talk a lot of offensive line in the fourth quarter. You good with that?
Always. Let's
always
do it.
Good with offensive line. All right, Phil Troutwine. New offensive line coach. What was it? 2 or 3 days after Lime Grover was not renewed contract? I think it was 3 days.
It was not very long. Which, as Ross, I think Ross had said that there was a pretty good chance James knew who he had in mind all along.
So Phil Troutwine, they hired him away from Boston College as Penn State's new offensive line coach. He is Matt Lime Grover's replacement. He's a native of South Jersey, just real quick. He's from Voorhees. He was a 2-sport star in high school, and he was a...
What was the other sport?
Come on.
Basketball?
No. Wrestling.
Seriously?
He was a football player and a wrestler.
Phil Troutwine?
Yep.
Wow, because he's like 6'7". Like, yeah. He is a tall dude.
He must have had
dude.
A cradle of all cradles.
He was a 2-sport star. At Southeast High School.
I would have thought 6'7", 6'8", he was a basketball player.
He played at Florida, had spent 4 years in the NFL. His coaching career was he was a grad assistant at Boston College, spent a couple years at Davidson as a tight end coach. He is 33 years old. How's that make you feel, Ross?
Bad.
He's 33 years old.
What? Bad. It does. Why are you saying it like that?
I'm just saying. He's 33 years old.
Kind of weird that a guy from Voorhees goes to Florida.
Right.
You know what I mean? South Jersey to Florida.
So he played on some good Florida teams then.
He did. He played on both national championship, 2006, 2008. In 2008, he was a first-team All-SEC offensive tackle on that national championship team. I'm just giving you details. So do you think when they didn't renew Lime Grover's contract, you kind of knew that it was a guy, but was this guy on the radar, do you think, of anybody other than James Franklin? He's only got 2 years as an offensive line coach.
Didn't Pete Thamel tweet something about he turned down some SEC inquiries and had emerged as a strong candidate? So it sure sounds to me, Ross, like they found somebody who's really good at his job, which is developing and coaching, but also just a recruiting upgrade. And for where they want to go, I think, into the South, I think he can really help them.
Recruiting. I didn't.
I think James likes young. Young, hungry, up and coming. He's an impressive guy. I've had a chance to talk to him once or twice. He's imposing. I mean, he's all of 6'7". I mean, he's a big guy. Boston College has had tremendous success up front. Even the guys that he's coached the last couple of years, he's kind of tied in with Adazio because he played for him at Florida. So that's why he was at Boston College.
Right. That's why he started as a grad assistant there.
That's the deal there. I don't think he got – I don't know if he started any games in the NFL. I don't think he got much time.
Yeah, it seemed like a cup of coffee.
But he hung around for a while.
Four years, four teams.
Not a great athlete, but, you know, a guy that was a technician, smart, tough, and could stick around, but not as fluid as you would want an offensive tackle to be.
Former Penn State letterman Matt Rhule got paid, did he not? He's a. Did you know he was a state high college grad? He went to
yes, I did.
What I want to know about that is because he talked about his press conference how he grew up in New York, Roosevelt Island. I want to know when he went from Roosevelt Island State College
when
and
he was
why.
Like 13 or 14.
Interesting.
So he went to state college.
Why do we know?
Teenager, I think his dad.
We're gonna get Andy on this for next week.
Yeah, this
did you see the picture of him at Penn State? He was a big. He was like, I think he wore 98. He looked like he was about 60 or 70 pounds bigger than he is now. He looked like he was a pretty big guy.
He's the new Carolina Panthers head coach. I'd like you covered the NFL and you've college. What's the difference, or what's the big difference, and why was he so appealing? The Giants were looking at him. A couple schools were looking at him. He was the hot guy, it seems.
I can talk a lot about Matt Rhule, actually. And by the way, I have multiple friends and Penn State grads that he is like their dream coach.
Really?
Like Matt Rhule. I think they like that he went to Penn State. And what he did at Temple? Two of the three 10-win seasons in Temple history. And by the way, he was part of the other one with Al Golden. He was the offensive coordinator. So I think I first met Matt when he was the offensive coordinator at Temple. They would come to Hershey for the Pennsylvania High School Football Coaches Convention. The Temple guys were everywhere. I went to a Temple football camp, and he was so personable. So, hey, Ross, how are you? You know, awesome. And then I'll tell a little funny story here, okay? So, by the way, we interviewed him for the Princeton head coaching job when he was the Temple offensive coordinator. I was part of that hiring process.
Cool.
And he was extremely impressive. Extremely impressive. And let me just say this, with all these NFL coaching hirings and college ones going on, you know, I don't reveal the names because you're not supposed to, right? But there was 9 that we interviewed over 3 days maybe. In a hotel in Princeton, and the guy that I had the highest hopes for, and if we didn't do interviews, would have been the guy I thought we should hire, was the worst one.
Of the interviews?
The worst interview.
Wow.
He was an NFL head coach twice, maybe. And I said, do you think you can recruit? You've always been in the NFL. And he said, well, I don't know, but I'm willing to give it a shot. And that's Princeton recruits nationally. You know, like to find the kids they need to get. So he was out. And then there was another guy, a D3 guy I'd never heard of in my life, blew us away and became one of the three finalists as a result. So I think the interview process is important and it does matter. So here's a funny Matt Rhule tidbit. So I knew Rhule from Penn Temple offensive coordinator, then interviewing him. Then when he was with the Giants, I did some Giants games that year and would talk to him before games. Then he gets the Temple head coaching job. And this would have been maybe 2014. There's a freshman from Exeter Township High School in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I see him in person. And I see his dad. And I see him move around. His dad's like, Ross, can you help us? And I'm like, nah, I'm not really doing that much. Then I see a 6'4" 250-pound ninth grader who can run and move and plays basketball. So I call Matt Rhule and I say, Matt, I've never said this to you before. You need to offer this kid a scholarship. And I said, he's not going to go to Temple. I'm like, he's not going to go to Temple, but you can get credit for being the first school to offer him.
Right.
And when everyone looks and sees his list of colleges as a kid from Reading, not far from Temple, it'll say Temple. And then it was Temple and Penn State. Then it was Temple and Penn State. Then it was everybody.
Right.
And that kid's name is Michael Mennett, starting center for Penn State now. His first scholarship offer was Temple. And Matt Rhule offered him sight unseen, just based on my recommendation.
There you go.
And I don't think I've ever done that before. I don't think I've ever said a guy, and maybe he did watch the video before we called him up then, but I said, Matt, I'd be surprised if he got, I said, but you know what? Maybe he doesn't get any better. Maybe he gets hurt, and maybe he remembers you, guy, and he does go there. I said, I know this, Matt. Your only chance is if you're the first one. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so he did it. I texted Menett's dad, and I said, call this number. He called the number. Full scholarship to college. Spring of ninth grade, he knew I was going to college for free.
Just real quick, Matt Rhule, I think a lot of people became aware of Matt Rhule. Also what he did at Baylor, but that 27-10 Temple win over Penn State to open right. the 2015 season when that was a very good Temple team, but no one really knew it. And they just threw Penn State's offensive line around that day. They sacked Hackenberg 10 times. And that was when I was like, who is this guy coaching Temple?
Right.
And that I really think that was a very big moment, I think, in his coaching career.
They gave Notre Dame a game that
year. Later that year, yeah.
Yeah, later that year at the Lincoln Financial Field. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Continuing on with news and notes. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. Quarter number one. Penn State linebacker Cam Brown. He'll join Robert Windsor at the 2020 Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. The game's January 25th. It's a good invite for him. I think he struggled a little bit down the stretch. Would you agree with that, Bob? That
I think that it's going to be a big week for Cam Brown. And it's the practice week. It's not really the game. But he and Windsor are both going. I think the NFL knows what Robert Windsor can do. I think he's such a rare athletic guy, Cam Brown. The NFL can kind of figure him out a little bit. Because I don't know, Ross. I'm still not quite sure where Cam Brown's place is at that height and weight.
Did not think that he had a particularly good year, thought he was the third best linebacker, and was surprised he didn't improve more during his Penn State career. You looked at him as a true freshman, blocking kicks and stuff and playing on special teams.
Right.
The next year, I'm not sure he was that much better. I remember saying, he doesn't always look like he knows what's going on, but he's athletic and he's fast and he can make some tackles. That kind of was him. He never really – I don't think football comes naturally to him like it does Micah Parsons or Jan Johnson.
That's a good way to put it.
And I think he's a great athlete. He strikes me as a guy that will make the NFL on special teams and be a special teams demon.
All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Tucker's Tape is next. We'll be right back.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.